I'm Gary Reid, your host, and I'm joined today by Jen Grant, who's Head of Performance here at We Are Polymer, and Lucy McNeil, who's Director of PPC here at We Are Polymer. And today, we're going to talk about the structure of your brand page on Amazon and some of the things that you should do and some of the things that maybe you should try and avoid. So guys, on the floor, where would you start on this? I mean, it sort of looks, and we were chatting earlier, it's sort of basically it's your web page on Amazon, the same as your website.
Yeah, definitely. I guess initial thoughts, just looking at the very top of the page, are obviously you've really clearly got the brand logo at the very beginning, which is very important. Yeah. So when people click through, they know exactly who it is. I think also probably important for that to align with your non-Amazon website. You know, the same with all sort of branding, it's the same no matter whether it's on socials, on your website, on Amazon. You know, people are getting the same brand experience wherever they find you, and it's kind of cohesive across the whole ecosystem, I think, is important. So definitely starting with your sort of brand logo really prominent at the top of the page is a good idea.
Just adding to that, I think you can obviously have that kind of across each of the pages as well, so you even have consistency, like even though you're talking about maybe a different product or different product group, you can have kind of that same banner that shows across the top so that people have consistency throughout their kind of journey on your brand store, as well as kind of, as Jen said, matching it to like different social channels or like your actual website that you have, so that people see consistency across everything.
Yeah. I mean, Elemis here using the same color as they do on the website. I think if you land on the website, it's pretty much blue with their logo in the middle, and that's it. That's what you would be confronted with. I mean, they don't have that much creativity that they can actually add into the Amazon store because it's sort of guided by their layouts. But so looking at this, is there sort of anything that you would say for people to watch out for, or to, you know, how do you sort of go about structuring this page and sort of laying out your products and putting them in?
Yeah, I guess the key one is obviously not to forget that the purpose of people seeing your brand store and being on your brand store is to purchase your products. So kind of you want to lay it out in a way that, you know, if it's a maybe lesser known brand, which perhaps Elemis kind of isn't a perfect example for that.
Yeah.
You would probably have more like of your actual brand story merged with those product or those individual products, so that people can
you'd put sort of text blocks in there or something like that, and you'd put some more brand lifestyle imagery, things like that, so people get an idea of what you're about. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Or things like videos work really well on the brand store. I think that's kind of like a real
Because they've got a couple here.
Yeah, so I think if people know less about your brand, a video can be a really good way of, you know, not necessarily having loads of text so that people just have to like read, but having a kind of more branded video, I guess, included on the store helps people kind of see that, as well as highlight your products on the page.
Yeah.
I think also video content somehow kind of helps add legitimacy to your brand. I think if you can be bothered to go away and create some content.
Yeah.
If you've
got a nice video.
It's real.
Yeah, it does definitely say something about you. It's a bit that, you know, about that old saying in ads, it's about being, you know, it's about the medium and not the ad itself. You know, if you've got a TV ad, it says something about your brand. It doesn't matter what the TV ad is like. And I think video is the same, because we all know how difficult it is for brands to put those together. And is there anything, sort of you would try and avoid on these brand store? I mean, you know, we're just looking at the main page here. I mean, they've got a bestsellers tab at the top here, which takes you through to this. Is that just them picking what they want as their best sellers? So they should just put in the products they want to sell at the top, or is this something else that would be happening?
Yeah, I think you do have to be a bit careful in terms of calling out best sellers, similar with deals and like what's kind of on offer. Obviously, it has to match. If you are calling out like deals, it has to match kind of what what is on offer with Amazon. Otherwise, you might see issues with kind of disapprovals with your brand store. And the same with the best sellers. You can obviously look to highlight what you feel is a bestseller when it comes to like the layout of the brand store, so that people, those are kind of more obvious to people when they are like looking around your brand store. But there are also certain kind of layouts within Amazon that will be kind of more Amazon selected bestsellers. So until you have like a lot more traffic, I guess, coming to your individual products, it's harder for those to be defined essentially by Amazon itself.
And collections that they've got here, and again, you know, this is pretty much like their website. They're just laying this out in the same sort of way. So I guess it's important to try and make this familiar to your customers as well. So they come in here, they're getting a similar experience. It's not the same, but a similar experience as they would get if they went to the LMS website.
Yeah, I would say so. One thing, if you scroll to the top of this page, actually, which I don't think LMS are necessarily doing, but you do see on some brand stores, is like, for example, you've clicked on collection, it's the Pro Collagen collection. So it looks like the sort of style they've gone for within this product page is like just a product grid. It's just, they know which products are in their Pro Collagen collection and they're kind of grouping them all together. And it's really focused. If someone doesn't know your brand, they might want to understand, okay, like what is the Pro Collagen collection versus some other skincare collection that you have? And it's kind of missing any sort of text at the top, or, you know, any explanation of like, why might you want Pro Collagen? Like, is it anti-aging? Is it for dry skin? Is it for this? Is it for that? So that's also content you could add into your brand store along different collection pages. So same for like moisturizers or eye care, you know, there could be some text at the top just explaining, you know, why you would use these products if someone's not kind of as familiar with your brand. Obviously, needed for them.
Yeah, there is a specific kind of layout offered for that, which is called a product collection on Amazon, which you can obviously select, as Jen says, so that you have like an immediate image or piece of text ahead of the products then showing below it, which yeah, it does work really well
for their product collections, which I don't know, still strikes me as odd, even though they're probably, you know, quite well known brand and people probably know their products. But if you're trying to entice new people into the brand, new people into your products, it's not like a soft landing on this page, is it, where you're going to learn anything about the brand or anything about that product collection, like you said.
Yeah, agreed. And I'd say especially with skincare, there's actually so many different products out there on the market. Like, no matter if you're going to LMS or like a different brand, I would actually think it's quite important to have an explanation of like, this product is for this, you know, what's superfood versus pro collagen as a collection. Like, for me, it's not super clear from this landing page kind of why I would use each of those products. And perhaps when you click through onto the product details page, like there is, I'm sure they do have that kind of level of detail, but if someone's searching from your brand store, they might not be getting that far to click through unless they've got a bit more of that information kind of upfront. So something to bear in mind. Yeah, here you go, you can see this A+ content. So this is actually probably more detailed than what is on that brand store page.
Absolutely. I mean, this is really good, but you do sort of wonder why they haven't put some of that on their collection pages as well, or on the brand store. It just strikes me as a missed opportunity really for them.
Sorry, Jen. Especially as obviously you probably forget sometimes that the brand store can be used like in more of an organic fashion as well as just for those kind of sponsored brand ads that you have where you're sending traffic to your brand store. It can be used and found by people just searching organically across Amazon. So it is kind of useful to have that extra information as well, detailed at the top, as Jen said. You can see as well in the kind of ads interface, there's like a content section or brand content section where you can see a bit more detail as to the views and the different pages that people are actually looking at within your brand store, which can help you be able to optimize those, obviously, and kind of identify, I guess, patterns if you have made changes, what those kind of impacts have had in terms of the actual visitors and the views to your brand store as well, which I think can be useful for then kind of analyzing those areas.
Are there any other sort of key points that you would get across, or is that it?
I think one thing that Elmis do really nicely is their kind of assets, and obviously the images that they've got are really high quality, which is really recommended for your brand store. And again, if you can use images from your website on your brand store as well, that obviously helps not only with the cohesion that Jen obviously talked about before, but it's kind of the way you're presenting, obviously, your products and your brand on your Amazon page as well. Which does help.
That makes sense.
The other thing I'd say they're doing well as well, which we'd recommend, is actually splitting out different pages for the different collections. It's the same whether it's an Amazon site or whether it's, you know, a normal e-commerce website, but there's nothing worse than you know exactly what you're looking for, but it's impossible to find.
Yeah, so fine.
Just having really clearly signposted pages, so people know exactly where to go if they're looking for a specific product, is also really useful.
I was just going to say those kind of sub pages as well, where they've got that drop down. I mean, they've probably only got a couple, and you could have it within like each of the pages, again, right, to just help people be able to really quickly and easily find kind of what they're looking for.
Yeah. No, that makes absolute sense, actually, because I think, you know, navigating around these stores, if you like, say, if you just got a page of 200 products, makes it impossible to find anything, especially if they're all different. So if I was to summarize the brand page structure, one is try and, you know, make sure that it's the same experience, brand experiences you have on your website. You know, look at it as though it's an extension of your website. Use the same colors, the same logos, etc. Two, make sure that you make use of Amazon's structural elements in the brand page. So make sure that you know, if there's an opportunity to use text, to actually use it, because it actually helps people who are landing on there who might be new or fresh to the brand and don't know exactly what it is or don't know what the products are. So for cross sales and new customers, that's really useful. Three, make sure that you've got the navigation laid out for it to be easy for people to find what they're looking for. Four, to make sure that you're using all the imagery and assets to the best use, and videos can be really important. I think like we said, that they sort of say something about your brand if you have that on. What have I missed? I think that's everything. Yeah,
I think also just don't forget to like keep it relevant. So you can obviously update the brand store, and people probably shouldn't forget that, rather than just leaving, you know, the same structure. Making sure obviously it's got all those new products on, or if there's more relevant, like seasonality wise, to keep it fresh and keep that content updated.
Thanks, guys. And thanks everyone for watching. If you need any help setting up your Amazon brand store or with running ads on Amazon, then please get in touch. Our email address is hello@wrp.team, and we'd love to help. And that's it for this week. Thanks.